My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to use videos to share information that you can't explain in person. To update the familiar saying, a video is worth a thousand words. Let videos save you time and effort so that you don't have to write something long-winded or lose something in translation. I know we have all had the experience of struggling to explain a problem to a repair person. Maybe there was a geyser in your sink midway through the dishwasher's wash cycle. But of course, when the plumber shows up, you are not in the middle of doing dishes. So it's kind of hard to describe. Or maybe you saw the dishwasher issue, but you have to be at work when the plumber can come. So you have to explain the issue to your roommate, who works from home, and then she has to explain it to the plumber on your behalf. I know in my house, my husband is the one who gets really into stuff like the nature of HVAC problems or potential future HVAC maintenance. But I am more usually home when the HVAC technician arrives. So I am trying to remember exactly what he said, and I am probably using the wrong names for various parts. Here's where video can help. Use your phone to take a video of the issue while it is occurring. If you know that 10 minutes after you start your dishwasher, the geyser is going to go off, set a timer so you can be there and film it when it happens. Then when the plumber comes, you or your roommate or whoever is there, can just play the video. Or, if your partner is the one who knows all about the electrical system, he or she can just take a video documenting the problem and asking all the pertinent questions. Then, the other party with no electrical expertise can share the video without missing anything. This is much more efficient. Videos can work in the opposite circumstances, too. The person with expertise can make a video for use by novices. If your grandma struggles to turn on her new TV, find the channels for her favorite programs, and play shows that she has recorded, you can make a video of yourself navigating the new interface. Then, when she wants to watch the Great British Bake Off, she can just play your how-to video and follow the steps you demonstrated. In a similar vein, you can make videos for your future self. Maybe there is a tricky-to-navigate online database that you use once a year. You can take a video of the steps you need to follow so that next year, you don't have to figure out, yet again, through trial and error, how to use it. You can just watch your video and follow the steps. I know I have been amazed at the variety of helpful YouTube videos out there. There are lots of things from winning video games to tying neckties to folding a fitted sheet that are really hard to explain in words or even step-by-step pictures. A video, on the other hand, is truly worth 1,000 words and maybe even 100 pictures or so. You don't have to tell people to look for the big yellow button. You just show yourself clicking the big yellow button. And all is good. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.